So we've decided, as angry soccer fans here in the city of Vancouver, that we here are going to, on Reach Deep, Dan Riccio, Randy Janda, a couple of Whitecaps supporters, we are going to write a letter to the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Yeah, we really pondered this and considered this, and I think it's the right thing to do, Riccio. I really think it is.
Absolutely. So thank you for the letter writing music, Dom. Dear Whitecaps, we are saddened to see another season end in bitter disappointment. It started with a pair of wins, giving hope that there was something special on tap for Alphonso Davies' breakout season. Unfortunately, it was not to be that way. Kai Kamara turned out to be the only worthwhile offseason signing, and Davies carried the team as the best teenage player this league has ever seen. That was great. Those were the good times. But in the end, the same things that have plagued this team came back to plague them once again.
Absolutely. Plague too much turnover. It was one of the things, just like last season, including trading away your important defender, Tim Parker, and having a mishmash of new arrivals. You didn't form an identity all season long. Changes were made as you fired your long-tenured manager, Carl Robinson, with 5 games to play. Did it matter in the end? No, because you continued your inconsistent play. A scene all too familiar with Whitecaps fans over the years, a proud and passionate fan base, but also a very frustrated fan base.
It is time to end the charade. We don't ask for much as Whitecaps fans. We expect the players and coaches to give their all for that shirt and for that symbol. We wouldn't mind an acknowledgement when we make our way down to matches and travel with the team. And we certainly aren't expecting the club to spend at the top end of MLS. But what we want to know and what we want to see is a direction for this club. Are we developing young Canadian talent? Then where are they? Outside of Davies, of course. What is the purpose of the Vancouver Whitecaps? Are we trying to catch lightning in a bottle? It doesn't help that we're losing the best player in Alphonso Davies and have no prospects of what the future holds. It's about time we feel the same commitment from the front office as we give in the stands. Much love. Sincerely, Whitecaps fans.
They're there, Riccio. They're there. Great job on the piano, by the way, Dominic. That was excellent. Thank you so much.
I took lessons.
Thank you.
I could not imagine better letter writing music.
That was excellent. Yeah. Thank you.
For that passionate yet forefronted letter that we just wrote to the Whitecaps.
Full frontal, what?
Forefront. Putting it out there.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
It's probably the wrong word.
No, it's okay. Yeah, it kind of created confusion. Yeah. It wasn't that sort of letter, Dom. It was his heart was on his sleeve. But yeah. Hey, Whitecaps fans, tell us how you feel about it as well. Because this is I know there's one more game left. Alphonso Davies. It's the Avita Sane Alphonso game. But
oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's
hashtag
Avita Sane. Are we making signs for
if I'm the Whitecaps marketing team right now, I'm using that. That's the hashtag. That has to be.
Duncan texts in at 650. Excellent piano. So Duncan, thank you. Very pleased with the piano. I want to hear from you, Whitecaps fans. 650 on the Subway text line. And I know it's tough right now. You know, like this season, I've said it all year long. You know, this was the year to capitalize on Davies. And yeah, they certainly capitalized in the way of making a huge transfer sum. But you had one of the biggest game-breaking talents that this club has ever seen. Maybe the biggest game break. Did you see the run he made yesterday to win that penalty? Unbelievable. The kid is an absolute offensive dynamo, and he's going to help the Canadian national team for years to come. And I know he's young and he's only 17, but you could have built a squad around that guy instead of, you know, chintzing out and selling off Tim Parker because you didn't want to give him a new contract. Your defense gave up 66 goals this year. 66? How does that happen?
Well, you know, you look at what they have back there, and it was kind of looking at and just saying, let's try to find players that maybe not that expensive, but maybe they'll work out. And I'm not saying Daniil Henry's a bad player. I think he's going to be very good for Canada going forward. I think he's had his moment in Vancouver, but hasn't, you know, he's still a player you want on your team. But, you know, Jose Aja, like, was he the answer? No.
No.
Was Aaron Mon the answer?
Daniil Henry coming off a serious knee injury and, you know, hadn't played a lot in a couple of years. You know, these are factors that needed to be taken into account.
But you don't get over losing a player like Tim Parker because he's going to be a stalwart on that U.S. national team. He may be a player that at some point in his career wants to make the switch over to Europe and plays there if the right offer comes through. You don't replace those guys on the eve of the season.
You just built one of the best center back partnerships in the league in Parker and Waston, and you broke it up over dollars and cents.
Yeah.
And yeah, Parker, you know, he wanted to move on, but if he got the contract that he thought he deserved, does he stay in Vancouver? I don't know otherwise, so.
But this isn't a classic example of, you know, where the spending has been and done for this Whitecaps team. Are certain players on that roster necessary at those prices? And that's what you can question about this team. Have they spent the money that they do have, and it may be limited compared to other powerhouses in the MLS, have they spent that money wisely? And they have not. Simply, they have not.
I think now that you have a new manager and there's going to be a new philosophy in place with the club, they really have to sit down and figure out what this team wants to be. And I say it's been a charade because I think there's a false notion of what the team is selling to the fan base and what they can be. And we saw that was a big rift within the club and Carl Robinson. And we know now that there was absolutely a problem between what Carl Robinson wanted and what he thought he needed to do to take this team forward as a coach and what the ambition was from ownership. And I think a lot of Whitecaps fans would be okay with promoting the fact that you are a developing club and you're going to try and build a team around some young Canadian stars, and you'll go around in South America and maybe Europe and try to find some other players to fill out the roster and try to find success that way, in the same way that Dallas does and Columbus and those types of teams around the league. But at some point, you're going to have to spend somewhere. Whether that's on salary, on transfer fees, you're going to have to spend somewhere. And the Whitecaps, they promoted 6 homegrown players this year. Where are they? That's not Brett Levi's. That's not Russell Tybert. That's not Alfonso Davies. They promoted and signed 6 homegrowns this year. Where are they? Where's Davey Norman Jr.? Where are these other guys? That's what I want to know.
And that is something that they're going to have to address in this offseason. I would call it the most important offseason in definitely the history of the MLS when it comes to this team, because there is a real need to figure out where this team is going. To what you said, what is the philosophy? You know, we've got a text here from Gary from White Rock saying, after Davies leaves, who do the Whitecaps look to for offense up front? And that is a very big question. I would say forget offense, but who is this team in period?
Yeah.
Who is this team in terms of building and going ahead? We've talked often about that turnover after a season. 11 players left this roster last year. You can't have that from a team-building point of view, but also a fan-building point of view. There's really minimal attachment to this club when it comes to those personalities. David Osted, we saw last year leave. We saw Parker leave. We saw Jordan Harvey leave. Kendall Waston is a player that a lot of people have an attachment to. Is he going to stay in Vancouver? We don't know that for certain right now. So there's a lot of questions around this team and a lot of questions when it comes to the fan base saying, hey, how much do I want to attach myself to this team if I don't even know what's going on with them?
Well, and I feel that the fan base is becoming apathetic because they're not sure what they are buying into. And that's the scary line that this team is trying to toe right now. You've missed out on the playoffs. You've missed out on making the most of Alfonso Davies' final year in MLS. He's off to Bayern Munich. He's lined the pockets with $20 million. What and how does that money get spent? That'll be the decision of the new manager, which I assume will be announced at some point once the season is over, or maybe they'll have to wait for some of the other teams around the league to have their season ended after the playoffs. That is the big question for the Vancouver Whitecaps at this point. But I think we're all in agreement that changes need to be made. And I don't think that there is a good feeling that from the fan base and from those that I've talked to, that Whitecaps fans are okay with the way this is moving forward. If Russell Tybert is the guy that you are selling to the fan base as the face of your team, sure, Rusty, great. A lot of people like him. He showed a lot of heart over these last couple of games in terms of how he feels about this club. But at the same time, you're going to need to bring in new faces to sell for the fan base. That's what is right now the most important thing for the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Yeah, we've got a couple of texts here. One from Tony saying, as much as I appreciate Whitecaps ownership for giving this team an MLS or city an MLS team, I think we will always be a budget team that struggles to make the playoffs until we get a new and wealthier ownership group.
And that's, you know what, I'm okay with being a budget team. But, you know, when you're, what are budget teams like New York and Dallas, they still find a way to be perennial contenders. How do they do it? Then follow their model.
Yeah, are you promoting from within or are you not? And if you aren't, then you have to look at your scheme and ask yourself, are you doing it correctly?
Exactly. And that's, I think, the question that this Whitecaps team has to answer at this point, because I don't think any of us really expect them to go out and be bidders for Zlatan and Wayne Rooney and those types of European players that are coming over to MLS. I don't expect that, but there's still a way that you can build a quality team and not have to do that. MLS has shown that for years and years and years and years. And the Whitecaps need to get onto that train.
Sportsnet 650.